the Rokan Show with Hannah DeBlanches right here on 720 WGN. All right. Trying to get over my... I want my therapy dog back.
You need the therapy dog back, but I think Chelsea's very happy with the veteran who visited us
right.
earlier.
And a military therapy dog in, and it's like... And this just tells you what a complete...
mess we are.
Jag I am, is that I'm like, hey, how much for your therapy dog?
He's like, well, this one really isn't adoptable. It kind of has a home already. You're like, but I really need it.
I'm like Martin Scully. It's basically what I'm like. I'm going to charge you $18,000 mm-hmm. for the drug that will save your life per day and then buy a therapy dog from a vet who really needs it. What happened to me? Yeah. All right. Anyway, it was such a great honor to meet.
It really was.
That, and we should mention that again. The Warrior Games that are going to be in Chicago here, a very very special special event, 4th of July week, and we were honored to meet Ryan Shannon, who's a Navy veteran who's mm-hmm. got a number of different injuries from his service, and an amazing therapy dog Chelsea.
So great time to go out and check out the Warrior Games when you you just get to see them compete, cheer on our veterans, and then also thank them for their service. It's fun times.
So, speaking of Martin Scorelli, I'm making the transition here. The Bitcoin, right? Didn't he want to buy?
He had some.
When he bought the album,
oh right.
Wu-Tang Clan, like one run, like their one record that they cut, and he bought it. He was going to buy it in Bitcoin.
Yeah, he was like bragging about how many millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin he had.
I never quite fully understood it. I didn't understand, like, what is it? And I didn't trust it. Well, it turns out that Bitcoin...
Had you invested back then.
...has gone up remarkably.
It set a record of $3,000 a Bitcoin this week or last week.
Per coin. Now, what? Now, but how do you redeem that? How does that work?
It just all seems kind of shady to me, to be honest.
All right. Well, thank God we've got somebody who can explain it to us. Craig Bonos is with us. And he is a CEO in Wealth Management Group of Wealth Management Group. Hello. I got that right. I think I've got that right, Craig.
I think you're close enough. Good evening, gang. I mean, I want to borrow your therapy dog because the move in this coin price has been crazy inside the last month.
Do you own a lot of it?
And by the way, you're an Illinois State graduate. Is that correct?
I am from Bloomington Normal.
Fear
ISU. Go Redbirds, baby.
Go there you go. Kevin Powell. We're like such a Redbird intensive mm-hmm. program.
Right. We somehow
Our producers from there, all of our people. So welcome to the family, Craig. All right. Now.
Thank you.
We'll explain explain what a cryptocurrency is.
All right. Cryptocurrency in my layman's language, you know, it's not paper. It's not a coin. It's a digital currency that we can use to go ahead and pay for goods, transfer funds, do all of this electronically. And the big deal is it doesn't have to go through a central register like a big bank. So it's something that transcends people, business, countries, and it lives in this digital format. And I think it's so incredibly new. I mean, this has really come on the scene in the last 7 years that everyone's waking up over these headlines, Bitcoin 3000, saying, gee, should I be getting in on this? Should I own some? Did I miss it?
Always buy at the high. That's always been my philosophy, Craig.
You know, I heard that about you. You buy high and sell low.
That's right? What I do.
It's reverse what most people do, but somehow it works. But it's anonymous, too, isn't it? Because you can't really easily track who owns it. Isn't that part of it? Which is where I said it was sort of shady, because people use it for shady transactions, don't they?
I'm happy you said that, because I am guilty back in 2010, 2011, talking about Bitcoin and saying it was the home of these shady deals, black market deals, weapons, drugs, all of these things, because to a degree, you really are under a veil of,
anonymity.
Anonymous.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally
anonymity, honest. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I think realistically what we're seeing, and the reason there is such interest, is this entire cryptocurrency movement, we're getting through the infrastructure building phase, and I gotta think, you give it another year or two, you might see mainstream transactions start to go viral.
All right, now see, this is fascinating, because the impact of that is going to be ginormous on currency markets, if it really does, because it'll become an overriding currency. It's not governed theoretically by any government or any
a global currency, isn't it?
Right, and it's sort of I gotta feel like, since I can't touch it and I can't feel it, and it's not backed by the good faith and credit of the United States of America or gold. Of the European Union, or it's gold. You know, like there's gold, is gold, but that's Game of Thrones. They had the gold. Why would we trust it?
Well, and therein lies the whole hook. See, this isn't a U.S. thing, and I agree with you. I take great pride when I open up my wallet and I see money, when I log on to my bank account, and I know that money is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States of America. But if you're in an emerging market country, if you're sitting in Korea, you're sitting in Europe, maybe you're in Cyprus, wherever you might be, and you're seeing the value of your local currency change radically overnight, you're seeing hyperinflation, you're seeing governments transition quickly, you know what you start to say to yourself? I need to have a way to protect my wealth. I need to get diversified. And that's part of the springboard that really launched Bitcoin, is all of these overseas investors that make up more than 50% of the transactions wanting to diversify their own money away from the political turmoil that's at home.
Haven't there been wild swings for Bitcoin? Isn't that largely because it is unregulated, and can't they print more Bitcoin or digital
right.
Bitcoin?
How do we know?
You know what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, how do you know when it ends?
Who's the guy? Who's the Bitcoin guy?
And they won't even tell you who that guy is. There's like an anonymous name or something, right?
You're right. I don't even know who the guy is or the guys and girls that started it. It's under that alias, you know, that we all see back from 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know
Nakamoto.
The story that mm-hmm. there's... Exactly. You know, and we've heard that, hey, all the Bitcoins are going to be mined by, you know, 2040. There's going to be 21 billion of them all together, all this jazz. But I think the point is, the reason this is so headline worthy is you're seeing these movements all across the globe where you see various forms of instability, and away from what you said earlier, Anna, the people that wanted to enter into transactions under the veil of anonymity mm-hmm. on the black market, you're now seeing this become mainstream where people want to protect their purchasing power. And what I'm seeing is because, you know, we're not investing in Bitcoins for wealth management group clients. It's not a publicly traded security.
Yeah.
But with publicity comes inquiries, and I'm almost likening this a little bit to gold. It's maybe an unfair comparison, but if you think about
it. Because it's a hedge against other kinds of currencies getting wacky, and it's a hedge. So if the U.S. dollar goes down, the Bitcoin's going to go up in theory. But again, we go back to this whole notion of the dude or the dudes. I have this theory.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. And Craig, just tell me if I'm crazy.
Okay.
I feel like there's a guy in a volcano cave, like in a off of an island in Japan,
mm-hmm.
who is got, you know, he's got nuclear weapons and he's got helicopters and forces. A Bond villain is running this whole thing, who's intent upon world domination. Because I until we know who it is, I don't understand why people would feel comfortable
and put real money in.
Yeah, real money. And I mean, I'm not going to ask you your exposure, Craig,
no.
But I mean, you're putting real. I mean, you deal with real stuff. I mean, real dollars and real people. And I
deal with real money and real people. And now the big judgment. Are you crazy?
Yeah, uh-huh. That is.
I don't think the guy is sitting in a volcano, because I don't know if he has electricity to mine his Bitcoins. But I wouldn't be surprised that this is just one more step in this crazy, disruptive culture we're in, that the millennials came through and have shaken it all up.
Oh, don't blame them. Don't blame them.
Big bank.
We blame them for everything.
Oh, come on. I said that.
Everything's our fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's the millennials' fault. Yeah. I have an explanation for that coming up, actually, why everything's the millennials' fault. All right. Well, Craig,
give you a good lead in.
We thank you very much for explaining.
Thanks,
we appreciate your time, sir.
That's
all right.
Really helped.
No, great to be on.
Thank you.
Fear the birds.
Yep. There he goes. I'm a state graduate.
Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak revealed he bought Bitcoin. back when it was $700, so now he looks even smarter than he already did look.
Go trade it in with somebody and see what happens to it. All right. Violetta Pottermatic standing by with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots as we speak.